This week in Michigan football history, here's MVictors.com's Greg Dooley.
One of the benefits of having the winningest program in football history is that we get to celebrate many milestones. Last season, Coach Bump Elliott and several members of the 1964 Wolverines were honored in the Big House to commemorate the 50th anniversary of their championship season. That special year began in Ann Arbor on September 26th with a convincing 24-7 win over Air Force. The following week, Navy and quarterback Roger Staubach, the reigning Heisman winner, returned to town. In 1963, the Mobile QB torched U of M for over 300 yards of offense, back when that was a huge deal, in the 26-13 victory for the Midshipmen. This time, Staubach didn't live up to his Roger the Dodger moniker, as the Wolverine defense suffocated him early on. A bone-crushing hit delivered by Big Bill Yerby and Captain Jim Conley basically ended the game and hobbled Staubach all year. Michigan forced 6 turnovers and won 21-0. That brings us to this day in Michigan football history, October 10th, 1964. That's when the 7th-ranked Wolverines headed to East Lansing to face Duffy Doherty and his powerful Spartans. Those were dark times in the Paul Bunyan rivalry, and you had to go back nearly a decade since the Wolverines had beat not-so-little brother. Trailing 10-3 midway through the fourth, a Rick Seeger touchdown put Michigan within a point, but Bump's attempt for 2 and the lead was stopped short. But there was still life, and the defense forced a stop, giving Bob Timberlake and Michigan the ball, and they rumbled into Spartan territory. Bump reached way down to the playbook for a trick play. Seeger took a pitch on a run, but then completely sucked the air out of Spartan Stadium when he pulled up and tossed a pigskin to receiver John Henderson, who dashed the rest of the way for the TD. This time, Bump's two-point try worked, and Michigan went on to the 17-10 victory. In the regular season finale, Michigan traveled to Columbus and shut out Dr. Strange Hayes and the Buckeyes 10-0 to earn a trip to Pasadena. In the Rose Bowl, after surrendering an early touchdown to Oregon State, your beloved Wolverines throttled the Beavers to triumph 34-7, thus restoring Michigan's rightful place atop the college football world. For more, check out WTKA.com and MVictors.com. For the KeyBank Countdown to Kickoff, this is Greg Dooley.